Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is May 22nd. To remind everybody, it is a Friday. I never forget a Friday.
No.
Right,
how
Jen?
Could you?
You already know me by now, you see?
Yeah.
There you go. You know, I was listening to yesterday's show, and God, I sounded tired. You know, you don't realize it when you're here and you talk, you know.
Yeah.
And then you listen to it and you go, my God, you know, I was really, really tired. So I got 7 hours last night. And that was good.
Yeah, you look more awake.
Yeah, I am more awake, definitely. It was a low point in the morning when I was really tired. Well, you know, with 2-3 hours of sleep, man, what do you expect?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So how's your morning going?
My morning's great. I'm all packed and ready to go.
Oh, yeah, you are going, right?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to ask where, or do you want to keep it private?
I'm not actually sure where I'm going because we've been told we're going to Laughlin, but then the city is actually Bullhead City. And then we were told we were going to Nevada, but it's really Arizona.
So it is Bullhead City
right.
If it's Arizona.
Right. Right. It's that same lake.
Right.
So we're going to our friend's lake house. There's like 12 of us going.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah.
Is it hot there? Did you ask him? Is it really hot there right now?
I think it's hot.
Yeah.
But like cooler at night.
Yeah.
So we're going to be on the boat and the river. And
yeah, I hear that river is beautiful, Laughlin and stuff.
I've
never been to Bullhead City, but actually I've never been to Laughlin either.
I've
I lived
also
in Vegas
been.
And stuff. Because I lived in Vegas. It wasn't that far, but I never managed to go. And they say it is beautiful. If you stay at hotels there, they're a lot cheaper than Vegas.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's supposed to be a nice party place, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm going with just a bunch of friends, so I would guess we're probably going to hang out with each other, and then a couple nights we'll go to dinner and maybe do a casino. But yeah, it's going to be just like a nice weekend.
Yeah, cool. And you get to stay Monday too, right?
Yeah, we're going after the radio show till Monday.
Right, good for you. So I'm glad I let you go on Monday.
Yes, thank you.
I know, we had a guest... And I told her, I said, oh, yeah. She goes, that's right. You know, it's Memorial Day on Monday. So, yeah, go out and have fun.
Thanks.
I totally forgot we have 3 days. That's cool.
It's great.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You know, don't ask me that. It'll happen as it happens,
right.
You know. Yeah, but likely spend time with my parents, you know.
That's so great.
Nothing exciting for everybody else, but for me it is, so.
You could ride your bike this weekend.
I could ride my bike. I was thinking about it.
You could even probably ride your bike to your parents' house.
Nah, not quite, Jen.
No?
No. It's 15 miles, you know. There's no way I can do it. Are you kidding?
I don't know. Is that a lot?
In the car, it takes 20, 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
When there's no traffic.
Right. True.
On the freeway.
Yeah.
Some people ride that far, but no, no way.
Yeah.
No way in hell. Are you kidding me? I couldn't even race the bike, you know. The most I can do is just cruise. That's what I do. So, yeah, but I'll probably go, Jen. I mean, I need to get away from the city a little bit, and the beach sounds good to me.
This weekend it should be nice to go because I feel like a lot of people are going to be out of town.
Right.
But yeah, there might be hopefully. A lot of tourists. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. But what can you do? You know, I mean, you do what everybody else does.
Yeah.
But I manage, when you have a bike, you don't have to park really close to the pier or anything.
Right.
So,
true.
Yeah, so you can park where there's like $3 parking for 2 hours or something, you know. And there's always parking there.
And then you can just ride around.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
great. Yeah. So maybe that's what I'll do. And yeah, that's that. You know, and I'm still thinking of the Uber thing. And the more I think about it, the more I realize it's probably not for me, Jen, you know.
Yeah.
It's like being a taxi driver.
Exactly what it is.
You know, and I understand, like, passengers will abuse it. Like, for example, like to say, if going walking 2 blocks or something, they'll call you, pay the minimum $4 or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, and then they'll take your water and use everything that you give them and then give you a low rating or something if you don't do it perfectly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if it's for me. I really don't, you know. And I don't think there's that much money in it, you know. I mean, I've researched a lot of it. I'm talking to people on forums and stuff. and you have to figure it out somehow, you know. So I thought I'll still try maybe for a few days and just see what it's like, you know. Because it could be cool for meeting people.
Hey, stuff, if you drove, you know, over the weekend, this weekend, yeah, I'm sure there will be surge pricing and people, you know, like a lot of people driving around.
Right.
And people might go long distances because they'll go to the beach and then they'll want right. to drive back.
Right.
So you might make a lot of money this weekend.
Exactly. Except I'm not ready yet. I still have to do the car inspection.
Oh. Yeah.
And they need to do a background check. I guess that takes maybe a day or two.
Yeah. So maybe you should gear up for like yeah. July 4.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holiday we'll weekends are good.
I can't see myself as a driver, man. I'd get so pissed at these people. I have no patience for people.
I guess I've always had like a good experience.
Really?
With Uber, except for
because you're a good person, thing. You know? Yeah.
I mean, have a very high rating on Uber.
I'm sorry.
I have like a 4.9.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, why wouldn't you, you know? But there's people that come in and like drunks and stuff.
Right.
Many people say, you know, people puke in their cars and stuff. You know, it's gross.
It yeah. can be, I'm sure. You probably would want to not pick up people with lower ratings, so you'd want to specifically pick up people with higher ratings.
Yeah, but the question is, can you? I don't think you can choose. You don't even know where they're going when it pings you.
That's
you
true.
You know, yeah. You don't know where they're going. I don't think you know who they are. They can tell how many stars you have before they pick you.
No. No, you just request an Uber, and then the person pops up. So you don't have a choice. You get who you get.
Are you sure about that?
I think you have the choice. Because I've been told that drivers will not pick up people like under 3 stars. Or like, you get kicked off if you have 3 stars. But yeah. I think under 4 stars, right. like 3.5, some drivers are like, no way, I'm not picking that person up.
Right, yeah. But the...
Because to have that low of a rating, you have to be obnoxious several times.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You never know, you know? But then, so there's like... A lot of people complaining about the payout and all that stuff. And then there's some, you know, and then this one guy posted something very positive. He's like, you know, don't listen to all these haters. You know, I'm doing very well, blah, blah, blah. You know, give it a try.
I had a friend who made $800 Halloween weekend.
$800. How long? This past holiday?
Yeah, Halloween.
This past one?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know they've changed some things. There are like 22,000 drivers in LA alone. That's a lot of drivers.
Well, it was a surge price, and he made a ton of money.
That's good.
I remember taking an Uber X with Lauren, and it was $40.
Wow.
To go what normally would be $10.
Right.
Because of the surge price.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so, yeah, so I'm still entertaining this, but I realized I'm only going to do it for fun and maybe a few extra bucks if it makes sense. And that's it. You know, I'm not going to bust my ass doing this.
No, I mean, it's a good option just to make extra money.
Yeah, because sometimes I have like a few hours free, you know, on the weekends or whatever, you know. So, yeah, as long as I'm available there, then I think it'll be good. So I'm still going back and forth on this, you know. But I always say you got to try it. You got to give it a chance.
Right.
Anything you do. Yeah. You posted some more pictures. I got to say, pretty risque.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, lingerie and stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It was a fun shoot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, did your mom say anything?
I mean,
she's okay with it?
No.
No, she's not okay with it.
She likes every picture I post, so I guess she's okay with it.
Yeah.
I don't know about
You're a grown girl.
Right. I don't know about the rest of my family. Like, I like all my cousins and uncles and everybody and my dad. I mean, the thing is, they know me well enough to know, like, I'm not doing it because I'm slutty. Like, it's right. part of it is marketing.
Right.
And we do host a show called Two Drunk Girls.
Right.
So it is to get attention.
Right.
And bring, you know, awareness to our show.
That's what I was wondering. What are you trying to accomplish with it? But if it is attention.
Yes, and, that's what it is.
I mean, pictures like this will get attention.
Right.
Anywhere, anytime.
And they're done tastefully. It's not like it's like porn by any means. We're like standing next to each other looking at the camera. Like it's
right.
And we're wearing some form of clothing. So
some form.
Right. I mean, it's for fun and they're pretty and my friend is the photographer. She wouldn't have let us do anything that made us look bad or made her look bad.
Right.
So.
And it's cool. You'll always be able to look at this and go, wow, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, at one point in my life, I was taking chances.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm 30. It's like if I'm making these choices at 30, it's because I've thought it through.
Right.
So
And besides, I mean, women like that stuff. They like glamour and sensuous stuff and things like that. Yeah. You know, I mean, what I can't imagine is some women say, "Oh, I always wanted to be in Playboy since I was 14 years old." It's like, come on, you know. I mean, but I think it's that attention thing. It's that you know, wanting to take it to the next level or something.
Well, some people also just want like to do a sexy photo shoot. Like that's a thing people can pay to do just so it like makes them feel beautiful,
and right, like those models that they see all the time and stuff,
right? And so it just brings something out of them that they, you know, want to feel or see about themselves. I happen to have a friend who is a photographer and can do that for me. Actually, for my 30th birthday, she's like, "I'm gonna give you a free sexy photo shoot." I'm like, "Oh, cool, I guess I need that, thanks." This wasn't it, because this is for marketing tools,
for both
but
of you. Okay.
Like, it was just kind of fun to even do it like with one of my best friends.
Right.
And now we have those pictures forever, and I mean, they're really well done.
They are.
They look like Terry Richardson did them.
Yeah. And you guys look great.
Thanks.
You guys look great. You know, I mean, you took the time to look good and presentable to the camera and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Got to take these photos while we still can.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, we don't have, like, stretch marks from babies and, like, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you understand why men like younger women, because they don't have the wrinkles and all that stuff, you know.
It makes sense. And then our pictures aren't even photoshopped, so there you go.
There you go. You see?
Nothing's been done to them yet.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, we're going to get to our guest. And we have a musical guest in the studio, very beautiful. And we have Deanna Barish in the studio. Welcome to the show, Deanna.
Good morning.
Get a little closer to the mic for us.
Okay.
There you go. That's very good. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. We were
hoping you'd make it, because we scheduled like 3 weeks ago, you know. So
I'm here.
But you remembered us, right?
Of course.
Do you live here in L.A.?
I live very close by, yes.
Oh, really?
It was a short ride.
So it's not like you're on a tour or anything in L.A. right now.
No, I live in L.A.
I see. How long have you lived here?
A long time.
Really?
Yes.
So it's home for you now.
It's home.
Yeah. Along with 4 million other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't as crowded when I came here, but now it's pretty crowded.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's where we often talk about that. You know, I lived here in the 80s, and L.A. was quite different then, you know. I lived in Vegas then, and Vegas is quite different. So things are changing, you know. So where did you join us from? Where did you move from?
I was born in Moldova, former Soviet Union.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Moldova. That's pretty, I've heard of it. So that was part of the Soviet bloc, right?
Right.
At the time. Where is it located?
It's located by Ukraine.
By Ukraine. I need you to be closer to the mic. I know you want to sit back and... Yeah, I mean, you can sit like we are, kind of lean in a little bit and stuff. But you'll see afterwards that I was right, you know. We want to hear you close and nice.
You got it.
There you go. So it was part of the Soviet bloc. So where is it located?
It's by Ukraine and Romania. Yeah, it used to be part of Romania, and then Russians took over. Yes.
Wow. So,
Now they're independent.
Yeah, well, thankfully, you know. Now, so what was it like growing up in that kind of an environment? I mean, you grew up, it was still under Soviet control, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what was it like? I mean, obviously very different from America.
No freedom.
No freedom, huh?
It's like no religious freedom. No, you have to stand in lines. Nothing is available. You can't go like to a store and buy bread and fruits and vegetables and meat.
So how do you get that food?
Yeah, so you have kind of to pay people under the table.
Wow, just for food, huh?
Just for food. Stand in lines, you know, the truck comes with the goodies, and it never makes it to the store.
Wow.
Because people are already lining up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
So, yeah, difficult life.
Yeah. But times have changed, right? I mean, it's not like that
it's
now.
It's completely different now.
Right.
They're independent. They're not doing the greatest.
Right.
But
it's a small
things
country.
Are looking up here. It's very small.
Very small. Do you know how many people there?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
Maybe 100,000 people? No, I'm kidding.
There's more. There's
I'm sure there's a couple million,
a few million
or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you heard of Moldova before?
No.
No, I know. You see, it's a small place.
It is.
So I bet people are always curious about it when you tell them, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, Europeans and people from other countries in the world, they know about it. For some reason, Americans
don't know about
it. Especially from the West Coast.
Well, you got to remember that Europeans are close by, you know, so they better know what's going on in Europe, you know.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, and I'm pretty worldly, you know, but, I mean, I've heard of Moldavia. Is that the same
thing? It's the same thing.
It is the same thing?
It is the same thing.
Okay. So
I've heard
of Moldavia.
Better?
Yeah, now I feel better. You know where I heard of it? On the series Dynasty, where they had it.
Oh, wow.
Back in the 80s, you
that's
know. They,
that's a claim to fame.
Yeah, they had to come up with some foreign country that nobody had heard before, you know. So they use Moldavia.
That's true, they do that.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So do you go visiting sometimes still?
No, I haven't been. When I was a child, I immigrated to Israel.
Oh, really?
Where I lived as well for a few years. And yeah.
You know, I'm Israeli. Yeah, she's probably, yeah, I knew by your accent. Yeah, so that's cool. How long have you lived? Did you live in Israel then?
I lived in Israel, yes.
How long?
About 7 years.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
What part of Israel?
By Tel Aviv, it's called Holon.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, my some of my family lived there. So I grew up in that area too. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. So you lived near the beach and everything.
Yes, it's beautiful. Yeah. Really great childhood there.
You're really?
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You roam the streets, you know, everybody's on the streets and there's always something to do, always something happening.
Now, did you feel you were accepted easily by the society there?
In Israel?
Was it, yeah.
Not really, because, you know, I was one of the first immigrants and nobody... Like, saw an immigrant before, so they were looking for a tail and, you know, and ears.
And horns and stuff, yeah. Wow.
And I was different to begin with, you know. I was taller than everybody else and really skinny.
Yeah. Well, that would be attractive to some men and stuff, right? Tall and skinny, blonde woman, you know. Oh, you were a child at the time, okay.
Yes.
Well, I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to start asking about when and what ages, you know, because you have to be polite with a woman.
Still a child.
Yeah, okay.
But it was a great experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I imagine as a child, if it's hard to assimilate, it leaves a mark on you, right? I mean, it's pretty tough.
It does, you know, but I'm an only child. And, you know, like in Soviet Union, your parents are never around. They work. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to raise yourself.
Oh, okay. So you learn to be independent.
I have a latchkey child. Yeah, I was by myself since I was like 5.
Wow. So you're very independent.
So I'm used to it. Yeah, very independent.
Right.
I'm one of those people you can throw me anywhere in the world right now without a language, a country I've never been to.
Really? Like
I'll
even China or something
I'll
where you
fine.
Don't speak in, any word. They don't speak a word of English.
Good survivor skills.
Yeah, wow.
I couldn't do that. I'm an only child too. I speak English.
You were a baby. Huh?
No, not really, but I don't think I could do what you can do.
Yeah. So how many languages do you speak?
I speak 3, and then I studied French and Italian.
Nice. I know. I studied French, too. I don't remember much from it. The best I can do with French is understand it, but to write it, forget about it. And to speak it is easier, but to write, right? No word looks like the way it sounds.
In French, yeah. But
right?
For some reason, I got the grammar, those endings, E, U, X, and
right, exactly.
I had that. I can use the vocabulary because I'm going to France and Italy next month.
Really?
So I'm like I'm brushing on them.
Are you going
the
for
books.
Vacation or to perform?
Vacation. Yeah.
Awesome. So Jen just mentioned you're a performer. So tell us what it is that you do. I mean, you're artistic, obviously, and into music. So tell us a little bit about.
Well, you know, I was born, and right away I was composing. Literally, I was.
Really?
They say before I was walking or talking, I was already dancing and singing,
uh-huh.
And I was always composing. You know, I remember I was sitting in the classroom when I was little, and I didn't even notice I was humming. I was humming melodies.
Really?
And people were like, quiet. What am I doing? I didn't even notice.
Right.
So I've been composing all my life, and I was recording different projects and. A few years ago, one thing led to another. I met some people, and then, like, they gave me that push to write again. And then I just, again, met the right producer and the right arranger, etc. And I I did the whole album.
Uh-huh.
And the album is doing pretty good. It's called The Miracle of Love. I don't know. Do you have a copy?
We have some music lined up, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
We'll play a couple tracks from there.
So, and it's doing pretty good. It got on Pandora. It was on Smooth Jazz. I did quite a few radio stations. And I don't know if you've seen, I have a new video out from an upcoming album.
Oh, really?
You have to see. Wow. It's called Cyber Love.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing.
Really?
Yes. It's about internet dating and about the gadgets today, the social media.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good.
So everybody can relate to it. I mean, I hear kids 6 years old are dancing to it and singing, and it's exciting. I just released it 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. So it's not part of the album, right?
No. It's okay. Next album. And it's already like 800 hits.
Wow, nice.
4 or 5 days, yeah.
So. Very cool. So you have a following.
I have a following, and it's going to get, I'm an independent artist, so it's harder to get to the masses, but whoever hears the music falls in love with it. I'm doing some placements in movies.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
And somebody's taking my music to MIDM. Do you know about MIDM?
No.
It's a music conference, worldly music conference, the most important one that takes place in Cannes,
uh-huh.
where the film festival is in the same building. So they're going to represent me there with my music. And just
very cool. Yeah. So it takes a lot of knowing the right people as well, right?
Just knowing the right people.
Yes, wow.
It's all about connection.
Well, but you have to have the talent, obviously, you know.
Yes, yes.
That goes without saying, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's the first thing, I believe.
So so did you just start recording, or did you ever record
I always recorded. And when I was about 20, I was almost signed a couple of times. But, like last minute, it did not happen.
Right.
And, it was disappointing. So I kind of left the music for a few years. But it's always in your heart and in your soul. So I recorded a lot of songs, a lot of projects over the years. Right. But never a full album.
Yeah.
So now
that's pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when you were in Israel, did you pick up any of the local music? I mean, did you like it at all?
Absolutely.
Could you connect with it?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I also have a song in Hebrew. I have we had staying with us one of the biggest composers of Israel, Amos Ettinger.
Wow.
So, and he gave me a gift. He gave me lyrics that he wrote for me.
Wow.
And I wrote music to it.
Really? That is a gift.
Yeah, when I was in Israel, they put it on the radio, and it's a great song. You should check it out later.
Yeah, we will. We will. Wow. So it sounds pretty interesting. Now, at what point in your life did you move to America? I mean, was it your parents that moved you?
Absolutely, yes. I didn't want to leave Israel.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so great for kids, though, right?
It is. It's
amazing. A perfect
place. It's a great country for everybody because today is like a melting pot.
Right.
When
but
I was
for
there,
raising
there
kids,
were not a lot
different.
Of immigrants and not a lot. Today, you find people from all over the world there.
Right.
All over the world.
Right. Well, there's always been immigrants in Israel. You know, that's how it was founded, is based on people from all over. But you're talking more about modern times. And
correct.
Yeah, and people have had to deal with assimilation and stuff. And it's not easy, even in Israel. Some people they show racist tendencies. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I think you have it almost in every society. You know, it's ugly, but it's there.
Yeah,
and
people don't like different.
Unfortunately,
it's
right.
Strange.
I mean, you still have the immigrants from Africa and Israel, and they still don't assimilate them. You know, they're black, and you know, they find it difficult. And I mean, and they participate in the life. They go to the military and everything, and then people treat them like garbage.
It depends who, yeah.
Right, yeah. But at any rate, so your parents decided to move here. Did you guys live anywhere else other than L.A.?
No,
or?
We came to L.A. and
to L.A.?
Here. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if I had my choice, I would probably live in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can move anytime. Now you're grown up,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm going in September. Yeah, we'll see.
Really?
We'll see. You never know.
Would you be able to live there, do you think?
I love Manhattan. It has so much energy. I was there like a few months ago, and everybody's doing something, and there's so much movement. There's so much energy, and I'm like,
I know.
I started, emailing, and I'm doing stuff and composing, and I'm like.
Especially compared to sleepy LA, right? I mean, like
here
there's so much
it's very
action.
Laid back, and just the distances, they kind of.
Humble you.
It's impeded, to get somewhere. It takes hours, especially with today's traffic.
That's true. But, I found in L.A., When there's, let's say, moderate to light traffic, mm-hmm. I can get almost anywhere in 30 minutes, you know. It's not, it's really not that bad, you know. I mean, when you start going past 30 minutes, it's not really L.A. anymore. You're going into Orange County and things like that, you know. So you're going outside the county anyway. But
well, it's one of those interesting cities. You know, it consists of 77 little towns, L.A.
Really?
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Just the valley has probably, what, 10, 15 of them.
Yeah, it's like the boroughs of New York.
Yeah.
It's a big city.
Yeah, very cool. So let's listen to some of your music. Do you want to start with a new one, the Cyber Love, did you say it was called? What's it called?
Do you have it?
We'll bring it up on YouTube if you want. You said it's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we'll bring it up. Maybe in the meantime, well, no. Okay, so we'll go back to the later music, but let me just bring up YouTube real quick. And so tell us a little bit about this song. You said you wrote it like for like people that are on social media and on their phones.
You never know where a song going to take you. I start with a melody and then lyrics come, you know.
Oh,
and,
really?
And so what came to me first was Modern Time. That was the main lyric,
right?
Which ended up being at the end, at the background vocals, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, whatever the music calls for.
Right.
So Cyber Love was the main title then, and Modern Time is in the background, yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, so let's play Cyber Love, Deanna Barish. And so that's your new song, right?
I see that's it was published song.
In May 18th. Very cool song, man. I love this.
Thank you.
So you wrote this now. Who did like the arranging and the producing and everything?
Yes, my musical angels. Sunny Paxson is the one I wrote the song with, and she's the arranger. And then I had two producers. I have two producers, one that does usually my dance stuff. And another one that does my ballads and more jazzy stuff.
Oh, so but you have like different styles of music.
I do. I write from classical to dance. Yeah.
Wow, how cool! And so your album's probably pretty diverse, right?
It is diverse. I just have somebody now from Canada that wants to represent me, and she listened to my stuff. She goes, "Boy, you're a versatile writer."
Right?
I'm like,
huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are we going to hear some of your other songs today?
Yeah, we'll hear some more. In fact, they have the Hebrew one, too, here. I'm curious to hear it. So even if you guys can't really understand what the song is about, let's at least connect with the music and see what that's about.
It's a love story that went sour.
Yeah.
Oh, we can all relate to that.
Yeah, I've written a song like that. Our Days Together by Deanna Bears. What a song, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, even if you can't understand the lyrics, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I also know, like, prayers in Hebrew. I'm Jewish, so, like, I know words that sound familiar. I don't know what they mean, but I'm like, oh, this is comforting. I know these words.
Yeah. But the music is definitely Israeli style, you know? I mean, you really...
I try to cater it to, right. You know.
Closer to the mic.
I try to cater it, so...
Yeah, and you did a great job. I mean, you have a gorgeous voice. I mean, it's amazing, you know? And so... It's really nice because you can showcase your voice in different styles and everything.
I do.
So that's good. So, Amos Ettinger wrote it for you. I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
Yes, it is.
I mean, he writes a lot of songs.
Yeah, he does. He's,
Yeah. Like so it is who you know, right? I mean, that's what you were saying before.
That's true. Right. We met by chance. They were visiting LA. They were giving shows, and they stayed with us.
Oh, nice.
And, we became friends now. Now I'm going to be in Israel, so we're going to be going out and having fun.
Awesome. When was this song released? I see January 2014.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. Were you still... But you weren't in Israel back then, right?
No, but, you know, I go once a year, twice a year.
Oh, really?
So when I went there, yeah.
Do you still have family there? Is that why you go?
Yeah, everybody immigrated from Moldova to Israel.
Okay. Yeah. And only you guys moved to L.A., huh?
We have a few relatives here, but I have a very big family in Israel. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Big. Okay, so you have a reason to go visit sometimes. Yeah. I just brought my reason for visiting. I brought it here, so now I don't have any more reasons. I brought my parents here. Cool. So, yeah. But very cool. If you guys want to catch more of her music, Deanna Bearish, you also have a website, deannabearish.com. And you guys can go. There's a little background on you. There's the music and everything. So you wrote every song that you sing? You've written every song that you sing?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you don't, like, take other people's songs and stuff like that?
I used to
only
do
in
that,
this case where I, you get the yeah, lyrics.
I used to do that in the younger days, but now it's like I think I'm such a profound writer.
Right.
And, you know, like today I meet producers like, oh, I can take you to the next step and let's do the song, yo, yo, you know, baby, here we go, four chords. And, I just don't feel it, you know, because everybody says my music is sophisticated and it's probably not for everybody.
Right.
But it has a lot of soul and it has a lot of meaning into it. And my songs tell a story. You know, sometimes it's like 6 minutes, six and a half, and like, oh, cut it or whatever. It's like, no, it's a story. I can't. You know, you're not going to hear what happened at the end of the story of the love affair. How can you cut it?
Wow. Very cool. So now I'm curious to hear one of your jazzy songs.
Yeah, me too. I love jazz.
Okay. So Save This World.
Save This World, okay.
And I have a vocal and I have instrumental, so you can choose.
Okay, let's see. I see. Is the first one the... that's the full song. The instrumental vocal, is on the bottom.
So go ahead, play that one.
That one got a
lot of play on smooth jazz. A lot of play. Like,
really?
Very
nice.
Popular, yeah.
Nice, yeah. I love smooth jazz. So let's hear Deanna.
Thank you.
night by night. Save this world. Now's the time.
Fading it because we don't have that much time left, but I love this music, I gotta tell you.
Thank you.
You're very, very talented, you know, and it's I mean, there's emphasis on the vocals, you know. I mean, even in your dance song, you know, the singing is still the most important part, you know, where so yeah, you have very strong vocals, and that's pretty cool.
And
so,
very versatile, because every song is very different.
Right, you know, but
I have messages in my songs, like I have one song, it's called Live Your Life, like about believing in yourself, don't be a herd, don't follow others. So lots of messages, like this one, Save This World.
Right.
Obvious.
Right. No, that's true.
So I'm empowering people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. So now, do you do any touring at all?
Not at the moment. I do concerts, like private concerts. I love classical music, so I have a lot of friends that they'll do a Bach, Mozart, etc., and then I come out with my music, and they play on my songs. That's great.
Very cool.
Very exciting.
So do you have a band that's usually with you, or do you have to have just a soundtrack behind you?
No. I don't perform with a soundtrack.
Right. Yeah. So you have
just
a band.
Live musicians, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Do you play any instruments?
I write on piano.
On piano?
I'm not a pianist that I would perform.
Right.
But I'm a pianist to write.
Enough for me
to accompany myself, but not in public, because there are people out there that do it much better.
Right, yeah. But it does the job.
I'll let them speak, yeah.
Yeah. It does the job, I know.
Their fingers, yeah.
Yeah. Just like in anything else, you know, you got to do what you're good at and then get other people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a perfectionist, so that's why there are many people out there that play better than me, so...
Yeah. No, but it comes through in the music, you know. I mean, you can tell it's very, very clean, very crisp sound, you know. I mean, obviously somebody put a lot of time into it, a lot of thought.
Absolutely.
Into it.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Very cool. So we're talking to Deanna Barish. You guys can go on her website, deannabarish.com. And can you spell it for us, please?
Sure. If the first name is spelled like Diana, D-I-A-N-A. The last name is B-A-R-A-S-H.
Sounds good. And she's from Moldavia, also Moldova, right? And who knows what else we call her. Yeah. So good. So, I mean, you have a background to match. You know, you obviously have a lot. You've had a lot going on in your life to be able to put it in song and all
yes,
that stuff.
Absolutely.
You know? So now, is anybody else musical in your family? I mean, were your parents like musical?
My parents were musical, yes. My mom played the violin and they both sang. And my father also composed, but, you know.
Wow, very cool.
And I have a daughter and she's also, she's a singer-songwriter and she has her stuff as well out there. So.
Wow, very cool.
Cool. What kind of stuff does she sing?
Singer-songwriter.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like piano and
right.
All, yeah. Very deep lyrics, yes.
Yeah. So now, does she have anything online? Should we play her stuff?
She has a song online, yes.
Yeah, should we? We're on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
Okay, what's it called?
I believe
I'm curious now.
Behind Your Eyes. Behind,
what's her name?
Behind Your Eyes. Yeah, it's hard to find. It's V-I-V.
V-I-V.
She goes just by, she's Vivienne, but she goes V-I-V.
Right.
So Behind Your Lies, I believe it's
behind
called.
Behind Your Lies, okay.
V-I-V.
Right. V-I-V, Behind Your Lies.
Did you find it?
Hold on, I'm still typing it in.
Because I sometimes have the behind it,
wrong. No, that's not coming up.
It's not coming up.
There's Viv Inside Your Lies.
Yes, yes.
Would
inside,
that be it?
You see, it's not behind, it's inside.
Oh, Inside Your Lies. Okay,
it's
so
interesting, it came
it
up for you.
Yeah, well, because we put Viv, come. There's probably not that many. Yeah. Okay, so this is Deanna's daughter, right? Awesome. Very cool. How old is she?
She's 15.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow, great job, man.
She reminds me of Meghan Trainor.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. Like the kind of like the speaking the lines and then like singing.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. It's funny the things that go on, that go through their mind at 15, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been writing deep lyrics from age, like, 8. I'm like, where is this coming from?
Really?
Like mother, like daughter.
Yeah, there you go. Well, great songs. You know, I like the music.
Thank you
and
so
that's
much.
Great because, you know, you often, well, not often, but sometimes you get guests and they have good music, but it's not quite your type, you know, so it's hard to connect to it. But I can definitely connect with your music. I'm going to listen to it. Sounds great. You know, I mean, it's got good energy, you know, it's.
Thank you.
I don't know. From what I've heard so far, it's pretty cool. So, great. So you have your daughter. Do you have only one?
I have one special one.
Yeah, there you go.
Another only child.
Right? That's what they say about one?
Yeah.
Any more in the future for you?
Music?
You no. Kids?
No.
No, that's it, right?
Yeah, I'm busy with the music.
You're busy with the music now.
And
there you go.
And with her, yeah.
It's time
plenty.
To take care of you, yeah.
It's plenty.
Very cool. I mean, so you're obviously very ambitious. So do you devote all your time to the music now? Really?
Full time. You know, the writing, the recording, the promoting. It's full time.
Wonderful. Yeah. And does it help pay the bills and stuff too?
A little bit. You know, right? I spend a lot of money on the videos and the music because I don't cut corners. If it needs live musicians, you know, I get, if it's a drummer, if it's a guitar player, percussionist, violin.
Right.
Whatever I hear in my head, I have to have.
Right. So you invested in your future.
Yeah, it's the production. It's very expensive. It's not your home recording studio. It takes weeks and months, and it's a long process.
And a lot of people that also want to be paid and for their
time.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I get the high professionals that are amazing. And I sold a few albums, but not enough to cover everything.
Yeah.
But I want to spread the music. That's my main thing.
Right. And also I understand it's harder to sell music today, you know, because people buy only singles, first of all, you know, online.
It's true.
And people are able to download illegally and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why they say the bigger acts make money from their tours, you know, from the concerts and stuff.
Correct.
But in your situation, it's probably different because you need to be known first, even more and stuff. And we're helping you do that, you know. So tell people where they can find you. Obviously, on the website. Are you on
website,
social networks too?
All the social networks, all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. You can hear me on Pandora, on Spotify, on iTunes,
and Google Play,
SoundCloud.
You guys should go out and
Twitter,
really buy.
Yeah,
buy the stuff, download it, you know, help artists because people are going to give up soon if they don't make any money on their work, you know, and that would be sad. That would be very sad. I mean, there's been a lot of disruptive things, you know, in retail and things like that where businesses are just disappearing. And I don't want to see that happening with music, you know.
Yeah.
But people have to be paid. I mean, it's work, you know. You invest so much of yourself into it, not to mention the money.
All the time.
You want to be able to be compensated for it, you know. And it sucks when people steal stuff. It really is. And you know what? The problem is with young kids, they grew up on that. You know, they grew up on Napster when it was around and you know. And that.
I grew up like that.
Yeah, you know. And then you go, why should I pay for music? But you tell them, you go, this is people's work, you know?
It's true.
Yeah. If you did it, you'd want people to pay for it also, you know? So it's part of all digital content. I mean, that problem exists for everybody in movies and games and software and everything else. You know, people just rip off things.
You had mentioned your music's going to be in a few movies, I think you said. Which movies can you tell us?
Don't remember the title. You know, it's not A movies for now. It's B movies. Uh-huh. But
I'm
climbing up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm knocking on doors. And people, when they hear it, they really respond.
Right. Don't
movie,
minimize it.
I know. I don't remember the title. It's a love story about this woman that is dying from cancer.
Oh.
So, and I have perfect songs for that.
I'm sure you do.
Perfect. Yeah, so.
All right. Well, Deanna, thank you so much for joining us. A lot of fun. And we wish you nothing but the best luck, you know, and
thank
not luck,
so
but success. You don't need luck. You need,
you
already have the drive, you know, you have what it takes, you have the talent, you work hard. There's no reason why you won't succeed,
you know, so just
keep going and being there and pushing and everything. And I mean, let people sample the music, you know, like we did, and then people fall in love with it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And have a great vacation.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. You go to Israel, right?
Israel and Europe, yeah.
Oh, nice. Will you be performing there as well?
Not performing, but networking. Lots
really?
Of networking. Yeah, I have a friend in London that has a composer and has a studio and bunch of friends.
Awesome. Well, Deanna Barish, everybody go out, get the music. Great stuff. And that's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Jen, enjoy your trip.
Thank you, Sam.
Try to stay safe.
I will.
We want you back here in One Piece on Tuesday.
We'll see what happens.
Right? I know. Well, if you have too much fun, just send me an email. Tell me I'm staying another day. That's fine.
No,
you know,
I'll be back.
You're already
I just don't
there.
Know what form I'll be in. I'll probably be awry.
All right, everybody, you all have a great holiday, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
You're
listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.